We find ourselves with another Friday, and that means another Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
But I don't know. Ask Sam.
Rick, you don't sound so good.
I'm doing my best Barry White impression this morning, Sam. A little bit of a head call. It's that time of year, after all.
All right, here's our question.
Hello, this is Michael calling from beautiful and very cold Ashfield, Massachusetts. I would like to know why, on a cold day, if I'm outside and someone drives by in a car, I can see my breath all of a sudden. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Have you not noticed this?
I have noticed this. Does this have to do with, like, water vapor or something?
Oh, you're already on the right track.
Okay.
I'm going to start out here, make a bold claim.
Okay.
If you can answer this question, you will be equipped to explain a huge quantity of natural phenomena that surround you. The knowledge that you get from this answer is so powerful, you'll never be able to close your eyes again.
Bestow the great unified theory of exhaust fumes and my breath. Go ahead.
So, basic stuff. Indeed, when you breathe out, you are seeing water. Water vapor is invisible, and so what you're seeing is condensed water that is so small that it's able to float in the air.
Gotcha.
That's what clouds are, too. Clouds are liquid or solid water.
Poof! Mind blown.
But already.
Just, you know what? You've already laid too much on me. I've got this cold, Sam. I can't handle too much at once.
So the water that's coming out of the exhaust of a car is a byproduct of the combustion of gasoline. It's totally normal. It's about 10% of the exhaust. And you can see it because of condensation. And it condenses more when the air is cold because warm air is able to carry more water. And as that warm air comes out of the engine, hits the cold air in your exhaust pipe and then out in the real world,
it's going to naturally condense.
Exactly, because that cold air can carry less water. So as it cools, it condenses out.
Okay, but what does that have to do, Sam, with seeing your breath?
Ah, so I puzzled through this with a gentleman named Jeff Naber, who's a professor of automotive engineering at Michigan Tech University in Houghton, Michigan. And it must be stated that Houghton, Michigan is a very cold part of the country. It's a great place to see your breath after cars go by.
Which, by the way, is a pastime, I'm sure, in that nice town.
So, first possible explanation. After a car goes by, for a brief period, the exhaust from that car has made the air around you wetter than it had been if the car hadn't gone by.
Generally raising humidity locally around that car. So I may have not reached the condensation point, but as I breathe it in, then I'm going to be closer to the condensation point because now I'm going to add more water. It's locally increasing the relative humidity.
It's kind of gross when you think about it, Sam.
Oh, it gets grosser. Second possible explanation. For condensation to occur, you need something called nucleation. So for condensation to occur, you need a nucleus for things to form around. And also in car exhaust, there are particulates. So what you might be doing is breathing in those particulates.
Ew.
And then when you breathe out, you're already wet breath because it's in your moist human bag of a body. comes out. And there are more nucleuses of those from those tiny particulates to form steam in the air.
Ew. Again, you're not making me feel better.
But then here's the really tricky question. It might even be the case that you would be able to see your breath more even if an electric car drove by you. Can you imagine why that might be?
There's no tailpipe. There's nothing coming out of the car as it goes by.
Here we go. It's because cars and their tires kick up dust.
It's just as possible the car tires picked up more dust, and the dust increased the nucleation of the water. I like that theory.
Wow.
So it's probably a combination of all three of those things would be my guess.
I think we've solved the problem.
Boom. Nucleation.
We could write a white paper on this.
And this is why I was saying knowing these facts is a very powerful way to understand the world around you. Because think about, why do you have to scrape tons of frost off your windshield on some days and not others? Why do you see fog in river valleys on some days? Why are there more clouds over the ocean? Why are the insides of your windows wet on some days? All of this has to do with condensation and nucleation. And it's just a much more interesting way to walk through through the world once you know these things.
Well, thanks, Sam. And if listeners want to have their own question that could possibly open up the door to blowing our minds and something else, how can they get a hold of you?
The phone number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. The email address is outsidein@nhpr.org. And I encourage you to record yourself on your cell phone and send that to the email address rather than just emailing us.
It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.